Heather Duplessy-Allen.
The Green Party have hit out at plans to make coal mining easier. Minister for Resources Shane Jones is hoping that removing red tape from the RMA process will make sure New Zealand has access to coal without the need to rely on imported Indonesian coal. The co-leader of the Green Party is Chloe Swarbrick. Hi, Chloe.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's your problem with this?
Well, long story short, Aotearoa New Zealand's coal use has plummeted as of 2022 to the lowest level that we've seen in three decades. And this government has scrapped investment in decarbonisation projects while at the same time investing in and committing to opening new coal mines and oil and gas. The last time that Shane Jones was in government in 2017, New Zealand signed up to be a member of the International Powering Past Coal Alliance, which was an international commitment to phase out coal mining. Long story short, coal mining is not our future.
Well, the problem is we're still burning coal, aren't we? I mean, you and I can agree on that. We're still burning coal, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. And the only real users of coal in this country are Fonterra and Genesis for the Huntly Power Station.
Right, but
both are trying to get out of it as soon as possible.
Well,
so I do need to labour this point,
right,
because Fonterra has said that it'll stop using coal by 2037 and Genesis has said that it'll phase it out by 2030.
Okay,
meanwhile, the Climate Change Commission, which the Prime Minister has said that he agrees with the science upon, has said that this should happen by the mid-2020s.
But the problem is, Chloe, we are still burning it. And would it not be better if we were to burn our own coal rather than shipping it in from Indonesia, which we pay for, and the climate footprint of shipping it here increases the footprint, right? So would we not be better just getting it out of our own ground and burning it?
Yeah. But look, again, the point needs to be made that we are already seeing both Fonterra and Genesis, who are the major users of coal in this country, signalling their commitments to completely phase out coal.
Chloe, you
and what
I
we
have
know
been
is that the lead
a long
times,
time, they say stuff like this, they don't always follow through, right? I'll believe it when I see it. In the meantime, should we not be getting it out of our own ground instead of making the whole situation worse by bringing it in from Indonesia?
The core point on this, Heather, is that the lead times on generating new coal mines and getting the coal out of the ground and then putting them into those boilers are astronomical in terms of the timeframes that we're talking about for climate action here. Internationally, the International Energy Agency's roadmap to 2050 says that beyond projects that were already committed to as of 2021, there are no new oil and gas fields that should be approved, nor any new coal mines, because what we are going to be looking at there is stranded assets. This is nonsensical economically as much as it is for the
climate. Do you really believe that? I mean, do you actually genuinely believe that we're going to get to a point in my or your lifetime where we don't burn coal anymore?
We've already seen that our coal use plummeted in 2022 to the lowest levels that we've seen in three decades.
Why would that be?
Unfortunately,
was that because it was a warm year?
It is because of the fact that the government has been investing with the Greens in government over the last 6 years in, for example, the Decarbonising Industry Fund, as well as the State Sector Decarbonisation Fund. And the money for that came from the Climate Emergency Response Fund, which was generated through the New Zealand unit sales for carbon credits. However, unfortunately, we've seen that this government has moved to scrap both of those incredibly successful initiatives in order to pay for generalised tax cuts.
Chloe, thank you very much. Chloe Swarbrick, co-leader of the Green Party. I feel it is important for me to tell you that 2022, the year that Chloe was referring to, was both the warmest winter on record, which means we don't burn as much coal, but also the wettest winter on record, which means we have more water in the hydro lakes, which means we don't need to burn as much coal.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.